You're listening to SBS News.
New research has found young people are taking longer to get a driver's licence and using public transport more frequently. A study led by Monash University examined the travel behaviour of young adults in Melbourne, Brisbane, London, New York and Atlanta. All the cities, except New York, recorded a substantial increase in the number of kilometres taken by millennials on public transport during the past 10 to 15 years. Lead researcher Dr. Alexa Del Bosch from Monash University's Civil Engineering Department says the increased use of public transport by young people mirrors other behavioural trends.
Young people in general are taking longer to hit a lot of traditional adult milestones. So they're staying in university for longer than past generations. It's taking them longer to find full-time work. They're putting off getting married, buying a house, having kids for longer in life on average. And all of that means they have less money for a car and potentially less need for one until a bit later in life.
She says in Victoria, the number of 18 to 23-year-olds getting a licence has dropped significantly since the year 2000.
It's gone from 76% having a driver's licence down to 57% in our latest year, and that's on track to be less than half of young adults having a driver's licence by 2025.
Dr. Del Bosch says investment in bus networks encouraged more young people to use public transport in both Melbourne and Brisbane.
In Melbourne and Brisbane, believe it or not, that was heavily carried by infrastructure investments in the bus network. So Brisbane's whole bus rapid transit network, the busways, was rolled out in this time. And in Melbourne, there was a significant investment in buses as well. But there's always more to be done.
Daniel Bowen from the Public Transport Users Association in Victoria says as Melbourne and Sydney have become more urbanised and their populations have grown, options other than driving have become attractive.
So walking, cycling, public transport in some cases are the fastest way to get around. And if those people are living in those inner city locations and all their friends live in those inner city locations and their school or university is similarly located, then the places they might go every day, it might actually be an impediment to use a car, and they're encouraged to use other modes. And so they do hold off from learning to drive. So I suspect there's a range of different considerations that are really combining to result in this trend.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.